It's the end of Sheffield United in the Premier League. It's the end of Jose at Spurs. And is it the end of football as we know it? Well, we know it's not now, but you're listening to In Airplane Repair. The
most... You could have just said end of Mourinho, I suppose.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, okay. End of Mourinho at Spurs.
Is it the end of Mourinho full
stop?
End
of Mourinho?
Yeah. You're listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unbelievably infrequent podcast available anywhere on the internet. Joining me today to discuss the biggest disgrace in the history of football disgraces. He's had his fair few disgraces on the football pitch. The only one who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper. Welcome.
Hello. Yes. Good to be here, as always.
Mm-hmm. What were your disgraces on the pitch, Luke?
I think that was unfair, to be honest.
No disgraces at all.
I scored an own goal a couple of times back in Sunday League.
Disgrace.
And the only one of us who's got psychological expertise, Jasper Kavaja, any own goals
you've scored? I've also coached the game to the highest level.
And coached the game.
Yeah. Maybe some disgraces on the touchline, those sevens, sometimes the language, a bit too extreme maybe, but other than that, no, true professional, yeah.
And master of the English language, our fan... Off the road at the Jerry Doggy Dog. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. So let's just get into it. Never before has there been an idea proposed that has been so roundly criticised by everyone.
Is that within football or within the world?
I think I've never seen anything that has been so dismissed. I don't know. Luke, have you seen anything that's been so opposed?
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
No? Nothing. No.
Maybe ISIS.
But they've also got some really big fans as well. You know, they shouldn't even have that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's start by being balanced. Jasper, what would you say would be the appeal of a 12 team Super League from which you cannot be relegated or promoted to or from?
Well, I have my thoughts on this, but I do feel like this is a time for the fans to be heard, and therefore I think we should go to Johnny first as a fan on the road, because this football is for the fans at the end of the day.
Okay, that's a good point.
I appreciate that, Jasper. Am I answering then? What is the appeal of Super League?
Yeah,
well, right. Absolutely
let
nothing.
Let it all out.
Well, the thing is, it actually would be nothing, because you would get bored of Liverpool v Real Madrid, basically.
I think.
And then, but I was surprised, because when I started watching the Oxford game on Tuesday, I even had a think of, like, what's the point of this if the Super League goes ahead? So it's like, it's not even, the appeal of the Super League doesn't even have to be bad, it's the rest of football, you know? What's the point?
Yeah, once you cut off the top of the pyramid, it's no point in...
Because in the back of my head, I'm thinking Oxford in 40 years' time might make it in Europe or something.
Yeah.
40,
yeah.
60, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100 years' time.
Wow.
And then, yeah. So zero entertainment, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It's anger, but it is also just a completely flawed concept that it would just be incredibly dull. And I don't... People have just made the point, haven't they, about Liverpool, Real Madrid is always the example of this for some reason. But
you know, they play each other quite a lot. But
why would it be dull? I mean, it's obviously the latter stages of the competition are going to be exciting, are they not?
I think the closest thing I can think of is it would move it towards boxing, where in boxing you can kind of also, you can get the two very best fighters in the world in their division like Mayweather and Pacquiao, that never fought each other at their best, because it becomes this weird political run. You've got different belts, and obviously this would be the opposite, but it would have this, it would have the same effect, wouldn't it, of you're missing out on the most exciting moments in football.
Yeah.
Take away any of the drama. And fundamentally, yeah, it just ruins the entire thing, because if you can't go up and down, and that has been, it's been a problem for a while, obviously, that you get some clubs like will never go down now, unless they get a big points deduction because of this.
Which we'll get on to that, because I've got a section on what do we think, should there be any punishments. But just obviously it's got many flaws. But one of the things I was thinking about is, what were they thinking would happen to the Champions League? Was that just going to carry on in the background?
I think this was to replace it, wasn't it? Like, leave UEFA. Because I don't think they could have a midweek and Champions League and Premier League.
But presumably the 12 Super League clubs wouldn't play in the Champions League.
Right? Yeah.
But so all the other clubs would still want to play in it.
Well, yeah, but then that would probably take a lot of money out of the Champions League.
Yeah,
so there wouldn't be the sponsorship. So there wouldn't be as financial gain for being in the second one.
Yeah. Luke, why Spurs in this Super League anyway?
I have no idea. It's probably got to do with the rich people in charge, I guess. You know, because they're a bit naff, aren't they, really, Spurs?
I do wonder what went on behind the scenes in these negotiations about who they approached and how they did it, because if they at any point had got it wrong, someone could have like whistleblown on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So how did they pick? Obviously, I suppose the Prem has the most money, and did they just think the big six? But obviously Arsenal and Spurs are struggling. Arsenal historically have been higher up.
Yeah.
Spurs got to the Champions League final recently, but like they have never won anything at all. But then could they have gone to another club? I suppose no one else. But were Bayern and PSG...
Bayern were invited. They didn't want to do it, I think.
But they didn't.
But then...
Explode this story.
Well, it was rumoured for a while, wasn't it? It was kind of rumoured. So, but the thing is with Bayern, I don't know... Do you think, obviously, they've got the fan ownership model, like 50 plus one or whatever it is. So do you think that's why they didn't join?
Yeah, I'm sure that would have been a part of it. I think there's also, German football in general seems to be more like fan. Maybe it's because of the 50 plus. But they have
tickets
loads.
Tickets are cheaper, aren't they?
Tickets are cheaper. They have loads of protests about like, yeah, ticket prices, and then having Saudi owners and stuff.
Yeah.
They've often sold
it. Isn't it like a ticket, season ticket for Bayern is like one game, one Arsenal game.
Really?
in terms of equivalent of, in price.
The weirdest one for me is PSG.
Yeah, but I thought they would love this.
You just thought they'd be leading on it, because the league for them is pointless almost, although it might not be this year. But they win it every year. And they're only ever going for the Champions League, really. That's all that, like, a manager, they get 2 years. If they don't win the Champions League, they're gone. So why wouldn't you... I don't understand that.
I think there's two reasons. One is because Chelsea and City as well also weren't that keen. Because they don't need to secure up any finances, because they've basically...
Oh, okay.
They've got all the money. And the other one is... This was... Ben Weitzel told me this, thought it's quite good. Because it's Qatar and they want the World Cup, they don't want to piss FIFA off.
Uh-huh.
They were probably like, because FIFA's come out and said no players playing for them. So they're probably like, oh, we'll just join after 2020.
Well, yeah, because one of the...
I thought, obviously, City, and I thought there was Qatari money in Barcelona as well, linked to that. But like you said, their finances aren't good at the moment.
That's the whole thing. You wonder if maybe they've just proposed it because like Real Madrid and Barcelona don't really have much money at the moment.
Yeah.
Like I don't... And same with like Liverpool and United, they're not exactly in excellent financial shape, are they?
Or at least they're trying to make money from it. It's like Chelsea and City are just like a plaything for some billionaire. Yeah. So they don't really need the sound investment that a closed league would make.
Luke, lots of things were threatened, you know, by UEFA, by FIFA, by Boris. Should, you know, now they've backed down, should they be punished in any way? What would be fair?
Yeah, they probably should. I don't know. What do they do? They normally send them all down to the fifth division.
And, whoa.
That would be exciting, though, wouldn't it?
Vanra National League.
That would be crazy. That would be interesting.
Johnny, they have a salary cap in League One, right?
Only for this year. It stopped for next year.
Only for this year?
It was brought in for COVID, and then the players' union basically didn't want it. No one's been paying more money.
Do we think points deductions, minus 20 points?
Well, it's an interesting, how many points?
What would that do to the table?
City would probably still win.
Yeah, because, well, that would probably count out Champions League, wouldn't it?
Does that give Leicester the win?
Well, the thing that happened obviously Wednesday had a bit of a scandal last year, but the points deduction didn't come in until this year, which some clubs last year were annoyed about.
I see. So you
give them a bit of a time to go through the legal procedure, because otherwise they'll all appeal it, and then it would get pushed to next year probably. Oh, anyway.
So let's forget about this season. Let's do a points deduction next season.
How many points were Sheffield Wednesday deducted?
To start with, it was 12, but then we somehow appealed and got it down to 6.
And what was that for?
The owner had created, in order to more money be coming in than he was spending on players, so he just wanted to buy players, so he created a fake taxi company and a fake energy company, and he gave money to them, and then they...
See, that is not that bad in comparison to what these clubs have proposed.
Ending football.
It was pretty much like even, I think Prince William even said something like, you know, it's just like, this is just not what sport is about.
Yeah.
I think, so 6 points deducted for minor legal...
fake taxi companies.
Yeah, technicalities. You're talking about the ending of sport itself.
Yeah, well, there's this other problem. So, and the Wednesday one is a good example of, so if you're just gonna go full free market as it's kind of been, there shouldn't be financial fair play, which now stops. So we finally get a billionaire owner, but he can't put any money in. So he's tried to break the rules so he can compete. So so there won't be another Chelsea or City. They're also...
No, but as we've discussed before on this pod, we think financial fair play is just the top clubs looking after themselves.
Yeah, it's not the answer.
Yeah, especially when City got away with basically breaking all the rules, having a B team that could win the league.
I thought
it would be exciting if... Well, I was trying to work out whether or not it would be exciting if they deducted them so many points, like 100, and then it's just a battle to see which 3 get relegated.
That could be good. Yeah, that would be very entertaining. Yeah, because I would be fine with if they were stripped of Champions League next season. I think that they've... it's just unforgivable. I don't know.
Well, I think... arguably, it could be the best season ever next year if there's a massive point reduction and we don't know who's going to win the league.
But do we think there is going to be, like, UEFA will just kind of like, it's okay, you can say sorry, you can come back, it's fine, we'll just forget about the whole thing?
Because they've still got so much power, haven't they? They're still terrified of them. Now's the time, because you've got a chance to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, is the whole thing just a big ploy to get more money from UEFA? I mean, just...
Well, did you see behind it, the day after it was announced, the Champions League reforms also came in?
The expansion.
And they're pretty dodgy in itself, like two of the clubs through their historical kind of coefficient that they get through that. They get to be in the competition.
They've reserved 2 spots for the highest ranked team that doesn't qualify. Yeah. So it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's bizarre.
But so hopefully they've messed up so badly that we can go in and change some of this stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it felt for a moment as if, like, the government were actually going to do something about it. Like, I've never seen them that serious about anything.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the country that serious? Like, I don't know. It's just instant revolutionary action from
everyone.
Never seen...
It's like rolling news coverage. Every channel, every radio station, all day.
Yeah. I would have hit the streets.
Yeah. Yeah. Mate, so what do we need here, then? Do we need 50 plus one here? Johnny, as a fan, what would that
as a fan,
50 plus
I quite like that, the idea of it not like actually owning the club, because I don't know how that would work. I don't really understand that. But I like the idea of saying for some decisions, you need to have the votes, which includes, like, you know, a manager, maybe a player representative, fans vote. Mm-hmm. Big things like leaving the Premier League, that you need all those people on board or something. Mm-hmm. Which maybe 50 plus one sorts that out.
Luke, as someone who's played the game at the highest level, how would you? What's your reaction to the players of the game at the highest level who, of their reaction to this disgraceful proposal? If you understand my question.
Yeah, I think they would have thought. Yeah. What were they thinking? You know, that's what I think. Anyway. Because it didn't seem like they. I think some of the like backing down, there must have been stuff coming from players and managers, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Because they must have known that fans would hate it, you know. I think there must have been like some serious. I would have thought like player backlash that has helped stop it, basically. Mm-hmm. And I guess, obviously, they were then going to be hit with, like, extra penalties on top of that.
I reckon they thought there was, like, a silent majority would actually quite like it.
Who's like they? The organisers?
The owners, yeah. Or, like, the players might say they don't want it, but if they're presented with triple wages a year later...
Well, an argument I've heard is that you have... Clubs have a loyal fan base of an amount, but there's an untapped... resources of potential fans all over the world who would actually quite like this Super League.
Well, because it's like American sports kind of work like that, where you can't get relegated.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the NFL, that's very popular. You know, I mean, it's exciting. What?
They've also like the NBA and NFL. They also have this model though of if you're last, you get the first pick, right, of the new college lot, so you get to pick the best player.
Mm.
So they do actually have a system in which it fluctuates who wins, but like you say, it's never about lose. You've just had a bad year. If you lose, there's not a lot to play for down there, but
there's also times where teams will go for bottom of the league then to take the first draft pick, or they never say it, but there's like that's always a theory of like, if you're going to finish mid-table, why not just throw your last four games, get the best player next year?
Mm. Surely that's going to be a hard sell to the players, I feel like.
Yeah,
but really terrible so that we can replace you with some better people next year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they just mess up the tactics without telling.
So fan ownerships, we're pro after this, are we? Do we think?
Yeah, I think so. I think the stuff I've seen says at least a bare minimum, like you're saying, Johnny, a fan on the board or
one fan.
Represent.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Fans hate each other as well, even on the same team. Over one player. Yeah.
This whole episode proved that we don't actually need fan ownership to get what the fans want, because obviously we've got what we want, which is our football back?
No, I'd say the game's been slipping away from the fans for a while. Ticket prices are a big one, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That is right. Well, that's right. It's not like any other consumer product. If you don't like Arsenal, you can't just go and support Spurs. You've got to stick with Arsenal. So,
and also, on the topic of reactions... We, of course, had Gary Neville's kind of prime ministerial. I've read comments saying he galvanised all of the fans.
Right.
But then you also had obviously Klopp's response, Guardiola's response. There was a bit of beef between Klopp and Neville, wasn't there?
Yeah, what was that about?
I think Neville said their songs "You'll Never Walk Alone," but they're just walking away, and Klopp like kind of don't talk about our.
He was like, he does not understand that song.
Yeah, you do wonder, like with Neville and Carragher and all of that, like they would, if I don't know, if in a parallel universe this did Super League went ahead, they would be working for them, doing the punditry and all that, wouldn't they? I don't know, like they work for Sky Sports for God's sake. They're not exactly.
I mean, they came out and said they wouldn't, but
did they? Oh, okay.
But yeah.
But like you say, obviously Sky were big pushers of the Premier League, which was the first step almost of doing this, wasn't it? Where the biggest clubs could never really get relegated from
that. Did Sky come out and say they wouldn't they wouldn't broadcast the Super League? Because I know like Amazon did. I was like, okay, great.
I saw something saying Sky weren't behind this, unlike the Premier League in which they pushed, because then they could televisable.
Because the whole thing is dependent on broadcast money anyway. Like, so they must have done some deal with somebody. I don't know. Like,
well, I guess if they're looking for more popularity, like around the world.
Yeah.
Like places in the US and China, maybe, I don't know.
Hmm. Well, one of the changes that's already come about because of this disgraceful proposal is Ed Woodward out. Luke, as a fan of Man United, what does it mean to you to see Ed Triple Wood out?
Edward Cube. I'm going to miss that name, you know? I'm really going to miss that name. I don't really know that much about him. He has a bit of an odd face, doesn't he?
Yep.
But be honest, not really sure. Is he good? Is he bad? Is he bad? Do people just get annoyed at him because they need someone to get annoyed at sometimes?
I think, he gets bad press for this transfers, but ultimately it's the Glazers which are the issue, and until they go, then there's not going to be a big change really.
But the table doesn't lie.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, second place in the table.
Yeah. No, actually, to be fair, almost at the end of the season. Mm. So it could lie a little bit, but not too much.
Not very much at this point, yeah. Yeah, okay. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. You're right. The Glazers are still top dogs, aren't they? So, okay, staying with European football, I've got a game proposal for you now. Having thought about this game a little bit, I realised I don't think it's actually going to be a very good game. But when I came up with the idea, I thought it could work. It's called Away Goals Count Trouble.
Oh.
It's got a good name.
Good name carries a bad game. I think.
So basically, when we were watching the Liverpool-Real Madrid game, we were thinking, obviously, away goals bring in this great dimension into a two-legged tie, so that you might want to lose a result if you scored some goals away from home. Is that better than a 0-0 draw? That sort of thing. So I'm just going to go around and throw some results at you and you can tell me what you think.
What do you mean?
Johnny, would you rather lose 1-0 or lose 2-1? Oh, wait. First leg away from home.
2-1.
That's right. See? That's an easy one to get you going.
Right, yeah. They're not all like that.
No. Well, the thing is, I thought they were not going to be, but it turns out they are. So, would you rather win, Luke, this is for you, would you rather win 1-0 or lose 4-3?
Where? Away?
So, first leg is always away from home.
Okay. I think still take the win 1-0.
The answer's always, Because away goals. Yeah.
There's a 2-goal difference now. We're not losing 4-3.
No, but the thing is,
I know what you mean. Though psychologically, there's something here, especially that year when was it last year? All those comebacks.
Yes, the psychology. I'll bring that.
I know you could go. You could go and go through on a 1-0 win, but you could do that.
What level of club?
You won 1-0.
What level of club?
You're a top team. You're a top side.
But is this Champions League?
Champions League. Look, come on. Losing 4-3 in that first leg, you've got 3 away goals. All you've got to do really is score 1 at home, and you're in the running.
If you win 1-0 and then you go up 1-0 again, that's also good, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, but then they score 1 goal. They've got one.
I think. Tom, I take a 4-4 draw away.
Okay, here
that's
we go.
That's essentially the same as a 1-0.
Well, that was going to be my next one. Would you have a draw 3-3 or win 1-0? How about that?
This is away from home.
Away from home. Draw 3-3 or win 1-0. Come on.
Yeah, draw 3-3.
Yes! Exactly.
Right. I feel like the amount of time you put into this, you need to get something back. So,
right. Would you rather draw 0-0 or lose 2-1?
Away from home.
Yeah.
I suppose everyone's going to be away from home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Draw 0-0, lose. It also depends on how the game goes, you know. Like, say you're 2-0 down, last minute 2-1. Take that every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Every day.
What, over the 0-0?
Over the 0-0, yeah.
You've had a better game of football, haven't you? Mm-hmm. More goals.
Yeah.
And you know you've got the away goal.
You've set a... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You love to see football win at the end of the day, so...
Okay. Would you rather... To be honest, that's pretty much it.
Well, the name was good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for playing that round of away goals count trouble. Moving on to, well, it's not really a game. It's a serious conversation. Who is going to finish in the top four of the Premier League? Now that we know the top four means something, but we don't yet know what it will mean if clubs are going to get banned. Jasper, West Ham, do they deserve to be playing Champions League football next season? Will they be playing Champions League football next season?
It would probably be good for the sport, wouldn't it? It would send quite a message. I think fans around the country would be behind it, and football mm-hmm. is for the fans.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Will they do it? Well, Leicester's already an example of football being for the fans. But they do have kind of billionaires, so I don't know. But Man City, Man United, Leicester... West Ham, yeah, they're going to get it.
Oh, that's suspenseful. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of games you've got to simulate.
Yeah. So at the moment, West Ham are in 5th place, level on points with Chelsea, who are
huge
in 4th.
Huge game. Right? They're playing Chelsea.
Next.
Tomorrow.
Wow. No, it's the cup. Oh, is it? Tomorrow, it's tomorrow. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's look at West Ham's fixtures. Let's have a look at West Ham's fixtures.
I think they're quite hard, aren't they?
So, you're right. 24th of April, 5:30 kickoff, West Ham versus Chelsea. That's huge. What a game.
That is enormous.
Burnley, Everton, Brighton, West Brom, Southampton. That is a run-in.
That's pretty good.
That's a run-in.
If they beat Chelsea, that is big though, that game. That's
a huge game. Enormous. Yeah, let's stick in with West Ham. I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about the turnaround, the forgotten man, Jesse Lingard. Jasper, psychologically, first of all, how is this possible?
Fresh start. A fresh start can do wonders. Also, that can be probably said for David Moyes, who was on the back of a lot of failures before he went back to them. Because he was there a while ago, wasn't he, West Ham, I think?
That's right, yeah.
For a little bit. So, and I don't know what went on with Lingard and when Moyes was there. Was he, back in the day when he was just emerging and actually looking quite promising, maybe there's a bit of history, someone can do some research into into his time under Moyes at United.
Uh-huh, of course.
But probably their style suits him as well, kind of sitting deeper at King County. He's given quite a lot of freedom. I'll be honest, I never thought he was as good as he's even proving to be. I mean, sometimes I doubt what my eyes are seeing.
I've doubted my eyes.
Because he's one of those players, isn't he, that even when he was highly rated, you kind of laugh a little bit about him.
Well, he had those seasons where it would just be no goals, no assists.
Yeah,
no
goals, he was big on that, wasn't he? Yeah. Mean.
Yeah. Is it pure confidence?
Is it just like
a snowball?
I think I saw him saying kind of he felt like he was physically there. And he hasn't had injuries for quite a while, but just wasn't playing under Man United. So he kind of came in ready to go, probably something to prove, just give him freedom. Mm. And in a team that was flying as well, or doing pretty well.
Yeah. Because on this form, he's a 20 goal, 25 goal a season, top player. Luke, obviously you played the game at the highest level, as we know. What is it like? What does it feel like? Have you ever been on a run that like that where you just know every shot's going in, every pass is?
I don't know if I've scored a goal in a number of years, to be honest. So I'm waiting for that run. I'll let you know about
okay,
it.
Okay, but
it
what's
comes.
The in your position? What is the equivalent? What would it mean to go on a run like that?
What, as in at left back?
Yeah, what would it, what, you know, yeah, that's right.
I guess just having some good games. You finish these matches and you're like, you know, that was a good game. You've shut your man down. Maybe you've embarrassed the winger yourself. Maybe you do that. And
is it a success breeds success sort of thing?
Yeah, probably. I guess.
Just minor interruption. Yeah. Minor interruption. Just carry on.
Oh. Keep going, Luke.
Yeah, I guess if you if it's going well, it can keep going well, pretty well, you know.
When me and Tom were at the pub the other week, we came up with a theory that all football is 50% confidence and 50% fluke.
That's interesting because so I've recently come 0%. Up with quite a similar theory along similar lines about why football is as good as it is to watch. And mine's slightly different. It's that it's 70% skill and 30% luck.
Right.
What about confidence?
Where does confidence come into it?
It's confidence a kind of skill.
Confidence is 50% of skill.
Oh, wow. So overall, confidence is 35%.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the rest
but
of
also,
skill?
I think to a certain
What's
extent...
What's the rest of skill?
You make your own luck, and when you're more confident, you get more lucky.
Wait, so luck could be shooting up to what? 75% now?
Well, yeah, that's 65%. That's it with Lingard. Is at what? Where is he on the slider at the moment? How much luck is there? Well, it's difficult. It's difficult.
There's that classic phrase, isn't there? Class is permanent, form is temporary. Uh-huh. And by form, do they mean confidence?
Yeah.
Or luck? I don't know.
Can confidence have no role in class?
So you know like Vardy, right? You know when Vardy was coming on the scene big time? At this point, already a seasoned pro, let's not forget. Yeah. Obviously, but not a top player. When he scored that volley against Liverpool, that over 40 yards, like wherever it was, what the commentator says is, that's just pure confidence, right? At the time, you're thinking, yeah, that's just confidence. That's
100%
confidence. But now we know the Vardy... I mean, is he still on this wave of confidence, or has he somehow integrated his confidence?
I think if you have form, and by form we mean confidence, that's so high for a certain amount of time, it turns into class. So
is class just mature confidence?
Embedded confidence.
You can keep your confidence high enough for long enough, you'll have it forever. And that's probably one a season and a half, because you know Harry Kane was a one season wonder. When he'd done it for a year and a half, no one said he was a 1 year wonder. So then he was so confident that he thought, that's just me. And then he was that.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Yeah. Wow. That's huge.
Well, because, I remember there was when Beano was having a bit of a rough patch at Oxford, some sports psychologists just played him videos of back when he had confidence. Mm-hmm. And then he came out of his rough patch, started scoring goals again. Mm. So it's clearly all about confidence.
But not all about confidence.
Well, and fluke, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Because that's the other thing, it works both ways. You look at someone like Benteke, who at his peak, let's not forget, people were thinking was a top player. He was one of those players where you never wanted to give him too much time with the ball in the box, because then he's got time to kind of think about it, make a mistake. But he was just banging in overhead kicks, headers. Now his confidence goes out the window. He plays one game, doesn't score. Plays two games, doesn't score. Plays the whole season, he doesn't score. Played two seasons, he hasn't scored. And then before you know it, you're crap. So it goes the other way too.
Yeah, and I reckon it's less time to go that way. Wow. Maybe one season. And you lose any class that you've had.
Does it also depend on like the size of the confidence losing event? Let's say, for example, Loris Karius, right? Mm-hmm. That is a cataclysmic loss of confidence there that is never, ever going to be... never going to come back.
It's tricky because people would probably question whether he was ever class. So for him, he's more on a fine thread of...
Yeah.
His confidence is going to hit him further. Mm-hmm. Something like that as well on the biggest stage. Phil Jones, he was highly rated. That must have done wonders for his confidence.
Yeah.
I just question his skill level, really, actually, to go back to skill.
But it's taken Phil Jones for you to stop thinking it's 100% confidence and start questioning whether skill matters.
Well, Benteke's got skill, you see.
There's no denying that. No. Yeah, and like someone like Rob Green, right? Remember Rob Green? Mm-hmm. Who was he playing for when he was England number one?
He went to Chelsea, didn't he? But he wasn't at Chelsea then, was he? I don't know.
So he was obviously England number one, playing in the World Cup. Then he did his little Butterfingers thing. And then from there on in, it was just, you know.
Yeah, but again, he was never really world class, was he?
It's England number one.
Yeah, but
it was a bad time.
Joe Hart was another. He really sunk, because that was like Pep didn't. He was quite good, and then Pep just didn't really want him, and then he's just been terrible ever since.
Dele Alli.
Another one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like that goal where he chests it down on the turn, volleys it. That's pure confidence. A lot of fluke.
That was an interesting case of the Mourinho's effect. Like Luke Shaw, obviously. Mm. Mourinho was gone. To be fair, under Van Gaal as well. But Dele Alli, now he's freed of Mourinho's chains. Will he score at the weekend? Win them the cup final?
And what could that do for his confidence?
Someone needs to simulate the final.
Okay.
Two greedy clubs.
Yeah, should we do a quick simulation then? Anyone wanna take it?
I've already done a lot of simulating, so I'm burnt out.
Luke, come on, let's have it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I'm saying 3-1 to Tottenham.
Whoa, massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Whoa. Do they even have a manager at the moment?
Not really. They've got the youth team manager.
They're gonna do them good.
Wow.
Dele Alli. Does he even play? If he plays, he scores.
Okay. Do we need to spare a thought for Jose Mourinho? it was like instantly into his third season straight away.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that, you know, the Prime documentary on the Spurs thing. And like, he is funny because he, like in the show, which you think they just show the bits they want to show, he walks into the job and he just starts slating Dele Alli for not training that hard. And like, there are other times where the players kind of shout at each other and he's like, this is good, I really like this kind of stuff. I don't know. It seems weird that like, he just seems to come out and criticise the players and then they lose loads of confidence and they don't win, and it happens over and over again. That's, I mean, and he likes doing it.
We've talked about a player losing confidence and what that has, what that does to their career. Is this a manager losing confidence?
Kind of, but yeah, you'd have thought, because I kind of thought, oh, it's all a show. I'm sure he actually really likes his players and G's them up. But from the show, it looks like he just slates them all the time and wants them to kind of react. But I don't know if players do that anymore.
Well, he used to be the special one, didn't he?
Yeah. Let's not forget that. And he actually was, though. It wasn't like he was just picking himself up.
I think he believed that he was. Yeah. All his players did. Which, this belief just went through all of his early teams. Porto, then Chelsea, then Inter. Then the start of Madrid, bits of Madrid. But then also in Madrid, it started to go a bit dodgy. Players falling out. And then he's come back to England with that mixed reputation. He doesn't believe he's that special anymore. And his players don't.
So once the spell was broken, that it can't be...
For him, I think his tactics have come... They're just a bit stale anyway. That was always the thing. They relied on things working and everyone believing in it. And yeah.
So do you think in a way they're actually... The teams are quite... His teams, more than some others, are built on a kind of... confidence and a team unity rather than individual
fascinating. But that's why it was weird seeing him just wanting players to kind of get at each other. And because if you watch like Simeone or whatever, who plays very defensive football, but you can see he G's everyone up and like gets a good camaraderie with his teams. It seemed counterintuitive,
but you can see how you wouldn't want to play for a Mourinho team. But
yeah,
the flip, you, why would you want to 20 years ago?
I guess because he was winning, wasn't he?
Because of the
I don't think he just played like super defensive football. I think it was quite, they were quite like exciting in attack. You know, they had, I think it was more than just like parking the bus.
Oh yeah, some of those Chelsea teams were really good.
Like Drogba and yeah.
Yeah. Mm. He gave them a lot of freedom and attack. And then they had a lot of confidence here. Mm. I really thought he was, you know, he was always talked about as a great man manager.
But then they also did have, I don't know, like they did have some good players. I mean, you like who could actually defend. I don't think Man United really had that when he was there. Did Spurs really have that when he was there?
But
they're
also, like, he did.
They're solid players.
He also did pretty well at Man U, really.
Like, well, something you... saying at Spurs in the time he's been there, they would be fourth.
Yeah.
Points. So.
Oh, since he's been there, they're fourth in points.
Yeah. So it's not like a huge failure, but I think there were hope. Obviously, Poch got them to a Champo final and stuff.
Mm.
They wanted to go.
I was thinking, to be honest, they could have won. I was thinking they were going to win a trophy this season with him.
They fired him before the finals.
No, I know they have, yeah, but I was thinking they could have won that League Cup because City, you never know on the day. Mm. Yeah, so is this it now for him? Where does he go from here?
I don't know who will want him. Maybe he'll go back to Juve are doing shit and Pirlo's going to get... He's a legend there, but surely they're like fourth. They've won the league for years. And Italy's probably still regarded quite well because of Inter.
Yeah.
Maybe going back there or something. I can't see another English club. He's just gone through them all, hasn't he? Really?
No, I don't think he could go to another English club. I don't know. Although, to be fair, it's quite surprising when he went to Spurs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a bit more discussion on the top four, maybe. I was just going to say Leicester, are they going to bottle it? Luke, are they bottlers? Brendan Rodgers, is he a bottler?
He doesn't seem like a bottler.
The Liverpool
thing is, it looked like they might bottle, but like sort of everyone has had a bit of a bottle again. Like it looked like, oh, you better start winning your games to get in the top four, and then nobody did that. So they've been given a little bit of room. So I think they'll probably avoid the bottle. Also, have they got, because they have had injury problems. I don't know whether they're going to get some players back at any point, or whether they're sort of about scraping through the end of the season. But which means even if they did slip out, I don't know whether it would be a bottle or not.
Yeah, I mean, let's say Liverpool were to win this weekend, they got Newcastle, I think. They'd still be 3 points behind Leicester. And then obviously Chelsea or West Ham could win. So, to be honest, there's still quite a few. How many games left? Six. Just have a look at Leicester's run-in. So Palace this weekend. Southampton. Newcastle. Man United, Chelsea, Spurs.
Final three.
So they could definitely bottle it.
They might be playing them at the right time, where Man United are solid second, Tottenham solid, not going to get Champions League or whatever.
But also that Chelsea, though, penultimate game.
Chelsea will be very hard.
It's a huge one. And the way it's going at the moment, you can see it going down to the last day. So, not easy for Leicester. We haven't even talked about Liverpool losing six games at home in a row because we haven't done a pod. So, we could just brush over that whole thing. I'd just forget it never happened. while we're talking about confidence, is that purely confidence, that little run of that dip in form?
I think there's a few things probably going on with Liverpool, but it's been a mess of a year after last year as well. Well, the last few, obviously, they've been at such a high level in general. They actually started this year, I thought, all right, they were worth it.
We had them on to win it because City had their worst start for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool were a good few points ahead, and we just thought they're going to win.
Yeah,
it was like a game they won 7-0 or something, and it was like, oh, they're going
to
go.
Since that game, I think they pretty much, that was it.
Yeah.
It's quite a catastrophic turnaround. I've never really seen, it is quite often, the season after you win the league, there is quite often a collapse. Like Chelsea, I do remember one recently, there was quite a good one. City have had one recently too. But
they have had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
What's weird is the defence kind of sorted itself out by around January, and they just still lost all these games. Sort of 1-0. They just weren't scoring. But, yeah.
Yeah, because they have been just losing games 1-0.
Yeah.
I guess they did a bit. They had to put their midfielders in defence, which I guess might...
Yeah, that's true.
They're strikers...
I think for me, all the front three have all been off it, really.
They've just lost the tempo, I think.
Yeah, it looks like they can't be asked to press. That's what I...
They were easing. They kind of stopped a bit, didn't they, last year, because they knew they couldn't do it in all the league games and Champions League, I think. Then it's just got even... Maybe once you lose it for a bit, it's hard to get back.
It's like
they don't really do it anymore, I don't think, in the same way.
Desire.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a... Maybe the Aston Villa game also affected that slightly in that they have that in the back of their minds. I don't know. It just...
Mm-hmm.
Especially against Real Madrid, who you thought were there to kind of be got at. And they were, at times, quite vulnerable. But alas, not. So they have Newcastle, Man United next week. Ooh, that could be good. Southampton, West Brom, Burnley, Palace. So
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Whilst we're on the top four, should we talk about Thomas Tuchel briefly? But they look like they had a manager who didn't know how to coach defenders, and now they do.
Because they do have a really, really good team, really, don't they?
So they
should be quite good, and now they appear to be quite good.
Because they have a quite good manager.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's a fairly straightforward equation, that one.
Another German manager flooding our league, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, they've slipped up a bit recently, actually.
So, they've also got the Champions League, so they could drop a few more points, I think.
And the FA Cup final, haven't they?
So still on for the double. West Ham. Then they got a semi-final with Real Madrid to negotiate. Fulham. Then the other semi.
By the way, you said negotiate, and that's probably the way it would have gone, wouldn't it, in the future? The owners would just negotiate who wins the game.
Then they got City, Arsenal. So they actually have City, Arsenal, Leicester, and Villa.
Arsenal's easy.
That's actually quite.
I think they'll drop some points. So they'll have to rest for those Champions League games.
So, Jasper, you actually said you thought it was going to be Leicester and West Ham who got top four. Johnny, who do you think is going to get top four?
What did you say?
I now think Chelsea are going to get fourth.
Are going to get fourth. Okay. You've changed your mind. Okay. That's allowed. Only once. You can't change it again.
I mean, I hope it's Leicester and West Ham, but I've got a feeling Liverpool are going to sneak back in.
Do you think Chelsea, Liverpool?
I think Leicester, Liverpool. I think Leicester will hold on, I think. I think West Ham are going to slip.
Luke?
Yeah, I do think. Well, Liverpool, they've not got anything else going on. And they are like a team you feel like they could pull it together and go on a decent run, and they've got quite a nice run in.
They won the last four games, apart from the one they just drew the other day.
I would be concerned if I was Chelsea and West Ham about that.
Concerned. Okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave.
That's fine. I think we might have to wrap this one up. We've been going a while. Any gossip before you leave us?
Oh. Ryan Giggs just got done for assaulting two women.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
He might be the biggest scumbag.
Has he actually been charged?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No way.
I didn't even know he was in court.
Two women,
yeah. And like mentally coercing someone over a number of years or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Coercive and controlling behaviour. Oh, charge someone with that?
We already knew he was a nasty guy, but that's just another level.
But still, it's quite difficult to get a conviction. Well, not a conviction, but to even charge somebody with coercive control is quite hard.
Yeah. And it's just another reason to hate Wales football team. So.
And the nation of Wales?
And not the nation of Wales. Only the football.
And the rugby.
And the rugby. And the rugby.
No, by association. For anyone listening, my dad is Welsh, so that was purely... I'm allowed to say that sort of thing. Let's just have a quick look on our SoundCloud to see if we've got any new subscribers at all.
Does it tell you when we lose subscribers?
I just got to keep track.
We never have, Luke, so we don't know.
Once you have...
But I think we've never lost any, or we've never had any to lose.
We've never lost any. We just keep going up and
so
up.
So don't forget, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud. You can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you will find 40 episodes. This is our 40th episode. Congratulations, everyone. there to listen to. Don't forget, you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits on Twitter. We have not gained any new subscribers, but...
We haven't really released for 6 months, so it's not too bad.
There'll probably be an influx with this new pod going out, I guess. So welcome. Welcome, everybody, listening to us for the first time, and we'll see you again.
Welcome. And you know our best friends at the Linesman Football Podcast? They still follow us, and they've actually liked our last two episodes. So let's hope we can make it a hat-trick.
Wow. Have we liked
theirs? Could be a collaboration coming up.
Oh.
Have we liked theirs? That's a good question.
We should listen to theirs. Listen to theirs. I hope you have been.
I have been, yeah. Yeah, they post regularly. And they have each episode, they have a whole new, like their artwork is really professional.
Maybe we should get an artist.
Yeah. They actually have 150 followers.
And we have
16. So 10 but times.
It grows exponentially.
Exponentially, that's absolutely right.
So we're like a week behind.
Yeah. And the thing is, our most recent episode, the omnipotent magic of the FA Cup, it's got 57 views. That's only on one platform. So
that's each person listening to it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Our parents really are big fans.
Yeah. With that, shall we wrap this one up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, let's say a big thank you and goodbye to J Doggy Dog, Jasper Kawaja and Luke Stamper. Hopefully next time there'll be a quit.
Thank you and goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you and welcome to new followers.
What do you mean welcome?
To new followers.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome and goodbye.
And welcome, thank you and goodbye. I was going to say hopefully next time there'll be a quiz, but we don't know about this guy. He's a bit of a flake, isn't he? So.
He's off the grid.
He's carrying out a plan right now, I believe.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the one that I just pressed stop recording. Is that what I did?
Yeah, you can't just go and record.